With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Trump administration says it will withhold SNAP from Democrat-led states if they don't provide data on recipients.
Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins says the action is in the works because those states are refusing to provide requested information about the recipients, including their names and immigration status, and that states should comply to help root out fraud in the program. Experts say that while there certainly is fraud in a $100 billion a year program, that the bigger problem is perpetrated by organized crime. About 42 million lower-income Americans rely on SNAP to help buy groceries. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
War Secretary Pete Hegseth says he watched the initial military strike against a suspected drug smuggling boat in September, but was not in the room when the second strike was launched.
A couple of hours later, I learned that that commander had made the, which he had the complete authority to do, and by the way, Admiral Bradley made the correct decision to ultimately sink the boat and eliminate the threat.
Hegseth is citing the fog of war and defending a follow-up strike on an alleged drug-carrying boat in the Caribbean Sea in early September. Lawmakers have opened investigations into the incident. Talks between Russia and the U.S. on ending the nearly four-year war in Ukraine were constructive, but much work remains. Yuri Ushakov, a senior advisor to President Vladimir Putin, spoke to reporters on Wednesday after a lengthy session at the Kremlin. Putin met President Trump's envoy Steve Witkoff and son-in-law Jared Kushner as part of a renewed push by the Trump administration to broker a peace deal. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 185 points. This is SRN News. A landmark ruling from a Texas jurist.
District Judge Sidney Fitzwater has ruled that prisons cannot house men who are living as women with inmates who are actual biological women. The decision is a victory for two female prisoners at the Federal Medical Center Carswell in Fort Worth. The facility houses inmates who are suffering from physical or mental disabilities. The plaintiffs say several men living as women have been harassing and abusing female inmates.
Correspondent Michael Harrington reporting. Officials in Israel are preparing for a potential surge in Jewish immigration. Anti-Semitism is on the rise all around the globe, including in Western nations long thought to be a refuge for Jews. Several agencies of the Israeli government held an exercise last month that simulated a massive wave of Jewish immigration that would take place over a short period of time. The simulated crisis imagined a surge of as many as 800. This is SRN News. A new Texas law places new restrictions on which restrooms transgender people can use in certain government buildings and schools.
The so-called bathroom bill requires people to use the restroom, shower, or changing room matching their sex assigned at birth. The bill does not include any specific guidelines for enforcement and does not punish an individual for using a public facility that does not match their sex at birth. However, facilities can be fined $25,000 for the first violation. Supporters say the bill will make public spaces much safer for women. Jason Walker reporting.
President Donald Trump has announced plans to reconstruct Dulles International Airport, located in Northern Virginia. He called the airport terrible. More details at SRNNews.com.